Flagstaff has become a victim of its own success. The rapid growth of the college town and the higher rents that come with it are making it difficult for people to live there, including those who keep it safe. But Flagstaff firefighters are required to live within a certain area not far from city limits. So later today, the Flagstaff City Council will vote on whether or not to change that requirement. For more on this, I got a hold of Casey Gonzalez earlier this morning. He's the president of the Firefighters Union there, United Flagstaff Firefighters Local 1505. He started by outlining the current policy for me.
Well, the way the city has grown, the city has outgrown what the policy is. So currently it's 12 miles from City Hall and then 35 miles down I-17 or I-40 with 2.5 miles off each side. So we have places currently around Flagstaff that are considered part of Flagstaff that you would technically be outside of the residency policy currently. And so that's where initially the issue has come up.
What's the thought behind that, Casey? What's the thought behind having this requirement that firefighters have to live within a certain area of the city?
So the initial thought of it back when it was put into place, when it was not a full-time professional fire department, there was volunteers, off-duty people responding to calls. It was to keep people within a reasonable response area to make it to a call when that call went out.
Sure.
Now that we are a professional fire department and have been for quite a while, and all of the fire departments in the area are, we're staffed 24/7 with a minimum number of staff. So even if we lived outside of that response area, we still have people on duty every day with that minimum number of staffing that are here
sure.
to respond to the calls.
Yeah. And so you say this is due to the city's growth, which I know has been just exponential in recent years. Is this about rental prices and housing costs in general?
That's a part of it, yes. The housing, as you know, in Flagstaff has become very high. I think on the last check that I looked at, a Daily Sun article of January 31st of this year, 18, the average home price for 2017 was $375,000.
Wow.
And so a brand new firefighter coming in, firefighter EMT making $900 a week, can't afford to move up here right away. Rental prices, the last one I saw was right around $1,100 for a two-bedroom apartment. And if you have a family or any more that you're taking care of, $900 a week for a brand new firefighter, just you can't make it up here
yeah.
with that.
So how have you started to notice this problem? Are you not getting enough applicants?
That has been one of the issues. On our last testing process, we did a joint testing with two of the departments, and we had about 100 people that submitted interest. We had 54 that actually submitted applications, and that was for 9 positions. When I tested with the fire department about 6 years ago, there was between 300 to 400 people that tested for 3 positions. And we've just seen an applicant pool declining, along with people telling us the residency policy and the cost of living, I just don't see myself being able to make it there. So they end up testing down in the valley or at other departments.
Right. So the city council is set to vote on this later today. Do you think, though, I know that at the time when this came up initially in the city council, the vice mayor and some others might have said, you know, we should wait to vote on this and let the public weigh in because this is an issue of public safety. Do you think this is something that should have kind of held until the broader public could have had a vote?
I don't think it's the case because we talk about it being an issue of public safety or that there's going to be a lack of safety within the community. And that's not the case because, like I said, we do have a minimum number of staffing every day. So whether somebody lives outside of the city or the Flagstaff region, we still have people on duty 24/7, 365 days a year that are responding. And as the firefighters, we're going to be here to do our job regardless of where we live. And it's not going to impact the response that's already taking place in the city.
That's Casey Gonzalez, president of the United Flagstaff Firefighters Local 1505. Casey, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you very much.